Rep. Mark Harris, North Carolina GOP delegation demand removal of judge who released Irin Azritska's murder suspect. By Jasmine Jordan on September 23, 2025. Representative Mark Harris, RNC, and all members of the North Carolina Republican delegation are urging the removal of Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes, faulting her decision to release DeCarlos Brown Jr. before the fatal stabbing of Ukrainian refugee Irin Azritska. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes released Brown from jail in January following his arrest for abusing the 911 system, Sandra Rose explained. Harris on Monday posted a statement on X declaring that the entire NC Republican delegation called for the removal of Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes for letting Irin Azritska's murderer out on the streets, arguing her interpretation of pretrial release statutes calls into question her fitness for service. He noted that the district court said it was reviewing and evaluating its policies and procedures, but asked if Stokes is still making judgments for other criminals even though she has lost the public's confidence. Judge Teresa Stokes has attracted scrutiny on social media after it emerged that she presided over a previous case involving DeCarlos Brown Jr. months before he was accused of murdering a Ukrainian refugee, Newsweek explained. Watch, Trump calls out soft on crime Dems following death of Irin Azritska. Harris attached a September 10 letter from Roy H. Wiggins, who confirmed his office was reviewing our local bond policy and evaluating all aspects of pretrial procedures following Azritska's killing. Wiggins explained magistrates would receive additional education on the impact of release decisions but noted the matter would be handled with the confidentiality required by law. Azritska, a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee who fled Russia's invasion, was stabbed to death on Charlotte's Lynx Blue Line light rail on August 22. Surveillance footage showed the attacker rise from his seat and stab her three times in the throat. Brown, 34, a repeat offender with more than a dozen prior charges, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Azritska's family has since stated her burial will be in the United States, stating she loved America. The Trump administration has denounced the killing. President Donald Trump has demanded Brown face the death penalty, saying the animal who murdered Azritska should receive a quick trial with only the death penalty as punishment. Attorney General Pam Bondi has directed her office to federally prosecute Brown and seek the maximum penalty for this unforgivable crime. FBI Director Kash Patel remarked the attack was a disgraceful act that should never happen in America. Watch, the left will do anything to deceive people. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy first expressed, "If mayors can't keep their trains and buses safe, they don't deserve the taxpayers' money." The following day, he announced a federal investigation into Charlotte's transit system, ordering a review of its safety procedures, crime prevention plans, and security spending. Duffy warned that local leaders soft on crime policies endangered riders and pledged a whole-of-government approach to holding transit agencies accountable. Family members of the suspect have also pointed to failures in the justice system. Jeremiah Brown, the suspect's younger brother, told the New York Post his sibling should never have been released in January given his criminal history and mental health issues. "I think they could have pretty much prevented it then," he added, expressing sympathy for Azritska's family. Wikipedia editors have attempted to delete the page documenting Azritska's killing and initially blocked mention of Brown's name, sparking criticism from Representative Andy Biggs, Oz, and others. Biggs, who serves on the House Oversight Committee, accused the site of political bias and asserted it was trying to memory hole Irin Azritska's murder. The committee is investigating the Wikimedia Foundation as part of a broader review of online bias. Before his assassination on September 10, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk posted several times on X about Azritska's murder, writing that it was 100% necessary to confront the political decisions that freed a repeat offender with 14 priors, and accusing the official Black Lives Matter account of justifying the attack.